and good morning, and away we go here on this Thursday, September 5th, 2019, the day of the Popcorn Festival Parade. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about today, and we've got some great trivia and history as it relates to the Merriam Popcorn Festival today. But, you know, in the morning, I like to start out these shows with a little bit of a monologue about how my morning was. And maybe this was a bad omen that really all this week I have not had too much to talk about, because really, nothing bad has been going on all week. Now, this morning was a little different. You know, and this is a weird thing to me. I don't understand why it is that you can be out at night going all kinds of places, doing all kinds of things, and not have a problem in the world. But when you're trying to get somewhere at a certain time, to be on the air at a certain time, that's when all your problems arise. And that's exactly what happened to me this morning. And it was strange because yesterday afternoon, I drove home from the radio station here. I went out last night, did not have any problems. And then this morning, I think I had every imaginable problem you could have between 7 and 8 o'clock. Now, the morning started out fine. I woke up on time. I got ready. I was leaving the house. And the first problem was I was pulling out of the driveway, and I hit my button to shut the garage door. And the garage door came down about halfway, and then it started to go back up. And thank goodness I did not pull away. Now, this is a little bit, this is like my Heloise helpful hint. Always make sure the garage door has closed before you pull away. Because if your garage door has not closed, your garage door is going to be left open all day. And if there's anything in there, who knows who would walk by and do what they do. Or anybody could probably walk right in your house if you've got a door connected to the garage. So, but I caught it. I caught it out of the corner of my eye as I was pulling out. And I thought, why is my garage door only coming down halfway and then going back up? And it took me about, I thought, well, maybe something's blocking the sensor. So I went over and, you know, kicked in front of the sensor to see if there was anything there, because it didn't look like there was anything there. So I hit the button again. And again, the door does not come down. It only comes down about halfway, then goes back up. So then I went and moved some things that were kind of close to the door, and I also noticed that there were some weeds, which I've never seen them grow in this place before, but there were weeds kind of growing at the base of the garage door, where the driveway meets the garage door. So I pulled them up real quick and got rid of them. And then the garage door did shut. So I really don't know if something was sitting too close to the garage door or if it had something to do with those weeds. I really don't know what was stopping the garage door from shutting, but that added a few extra minutes to my commute this morning. And by the way, if anybody knows the answer to this, give me a call. I don't know how these electronic garage doors work. I don't know if the sensor can pick up those weeds that are at the bottom of the garage door. Would that be a reason that the garage door would not shut? Now, it's kind of strange because that weed did not grow there overnight, and the garage door shut last night okay. Maybe it was just because it was the morning. But would that prevent a garage door from shutting? Because the sensor for the garage door is actually at the bottom of the garage door. So I guess in theory it could be along the sight line or the sensor line of the garage door. Or do you think it may have just been something that was in the garage that was blocking the way? I do know that sometimes cobwebs or something will fall over that you can't even see, will get in that sight pattern and will stop the garage door from shutting. But I wasn't really sure. I don't know if it was the weeds. I don't know if something had fallen in front of it. I didn't see anything like that. But does anybody have any stories about this? Or do you think it might have been that weed that was, or that pair of weeds, I guess is what I should say, that I pulled this morning that was causing this problem. And now, do you think this will get rid of my problem in general? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here on this Thursday morning. Now, we went on from there. Now, as if that would be the only problem this morning. Got the garage door shut, was still making pretty good time, and then I went and now this time, honestly, it actually has nothing to do with getting a soda at the place I stop at every morning, because that actually went okay this morning. But as I'm sitting in the line, waiting to go through the drive-thru to get the soda, a light starts flashing in my car that something is wrong. Now, this is not a big deal either, because this light has flashed before, and I know what it is, and I know how to take care of it. But it was just bad timing that it was happening at 7:30 in the morning, and I was sitting in McDonald's drive-thru as it was happening. So I didn't like seeing that light flash, because normally when that light flashes, I just take care of the problem, and that's that. You know, it happens maybe every 3 or 4 months. So what are the odds it would happen in the morning when I'm on my way to the radio station? Why couldn't that have went off last night? If it had went off last night, could have fixed it easily, wouldn't have had a problem. So, you know, it's interesting. And it's also one of those problems that you cannot fix when the car is warm. Well, obviously, if the light comes on when you're in the car is warm. The car is being driven. The motor's hot. So you have to wait for the motor to cool down to fix this problem. So hopefully while I'm here today, the motor will cool down and I'll be able to fix this problem. But again, just odd timing that that light came on and prolonged the morning even further. In my own mind, I guess. Or made the morning a little more stressful. Now, the final problem this morning, I'm coming around the turn here because most of the traffic downtown has been rerouted because of the Popcorn Festival, and that's not a big deal because I think they're doing a tremendous job with it. Yesterday it was rerouted down here and I had no problem at all. But today, at this point, I'm thinking about, wonder why the garage door did not shut properly, and I'm also thinking about this light which is blinking in my car as I'm driving in, and I'm thinking, when am I going to change this? And I come in this morning behind where I normally come in because the traffic's been rerouted because of the Popcorn Festival, and there's a street that I need to turn down to get to where I'm going, an alley, which I normally don't have to turn down when the roads are not blocked. But the roads were blocked this morning, and it's understandable. Now, yesterday, I had no problem turning down this road at all. But this morning, now see, this is one of those things that I cannot remember. Have you ever had one of these moments, maybe because you were thinking about other things, and you really shouldn't do this when you're driving, have your mind on other things. But as I say, again, I think I was thinking about the garage door. I was thinking about the light that was flashing in the car, and I drove right by this alley that I needed to turn in, which put me down in the county building parking lot, which is where I ended up parking, which was not a big deal. I just had to walk a little further, which was not a problem because I got here early enough this morning to where, you know, I was still 30 minutes early, and it's not that much further away. But here's what happened. I'm driving down this alley, and I don't ever remember seeing, or I'm driving down this street, and I don't ever remember seeing the alley. I think there was a truck blocking the alley when I drove by, and that's what I thought when I parked the car at the county building. I thought, well, there must have been something blocking the alley, because certainly I would have seen it. I knew where I was going. So I'm walking back toward the building here from the county building, and I look down that alley to see if it's blocked, and it's not. Now, of course, maybe the truck pulled away. Maybe it was just sitting there for a minute. Who knows? Everybody's getting ready for the Popcorn Festival. Or maybe I imagined this whole thing because I was preoccupied with something else going on. What do you think? 740-383-9944. So the questions on the table this morning really are, as we open up this program, have you ever been so preoccupied with something else while you were in your car that you really did not pay attention about what was going on? And do you think there was a truck there? See, I can't swear to it. Do you think there was a truck there, or do you think I was just preoccupied? And, of course, the garage door question. Can weeds at the base of your garage door cause the garage door not to shut? Can those get in the way of the sensor? But again, I don't understand that because last night the garage door shut just fine. So I'm up in the air on this one, to be perfectly honest. Now, maybe somebody out there in the listening audience knows better than I, and if you do, please give me a call, 740-383-9944. And I'm also curious, how are people getting around town? Because as I'm driving in this morning, I can see all the chairs out for the Popcorn Festival Parade tonight, which will be great. It looks like there's as many chairs out as there has been in the past. I hope everybody knows the parade route, the new parade route, and is not going to be sitting in a place where maybe they shouldn't. So, you know, we hope it all turns out okay. Now, as I talked about earlier on in the week, there seems to be, I don't want to call it controversy because I think that's too much, but there seems to be a little discontent this year with the Popcorn Festival, and I'm not sure why. We had the little incident with the Shriners making some comments and I guess not ending up in the Popcorn Parade, and then we had some people criticizing the Popcorn Festival for other reasons, and I thought it was just wrong because let's see how it all turns out. And when it all turns out, if we don't like it, then we can complain, but it hasn't even started yet. The festival does not really kick off until tonight. Why don't we wait and see how things turn out? Why don't we wait and see how many people show up? And then say, oh, well, maybe that was right, that was wrong, and get together in that particular way. But yesterday, and, you know, it just carried on, there was a story, and you never know where these stories come from. I think it was the Marion Township Fire Department. The Marion Township Fire Department said that they had not been contacted about being in the parade this year, and that they were not going to be in the parade. And because of Facebook, apparently this word got around yesterday, and the people downtown who were working on the Popcorn Festival yesterday, a lot of people came up to them and said, why aren't you going to have the firefighters in the parade? Well, apparently this became a big stink. And the Popcorn Festival said, we'd love to have the firefighters. A matter of fact, please contact us. We'd love to still get you in the parade. We want you to be part of the parade. You know, you're brave men and women. So again, I don't know where all this is coming from this year. I'm confused in a way to why this is continually happening when it comes to the Popcorn Festival this year. Because the Popcorn Festival are good people. Tom Danner was on Glenn Coble's show yesterday and explained a lot, I hope everybody listened to that, as to what is going on with the Popcorn Festival. But I don't know why these miscommunications are happening so much this year and why people are taking it to Facebook. That's what I really don't understand, because clearly, according to Tom Danner and a lot of other people with the Popcorn Festival, they wanted the firefighters in. They don't want to exclude the firefighters, but the firefighters went to Facebook to tell people that they weren't going to be in the parade. And I don't know, is this just the world we live in? Instead of contacting the festival, or is there a firefighter out there listening? Did they contact the festival? Is there somebody from the festival listening? What exactly happened here that this happened again? Because seemingly it happened with the Shriners this year as well. And I don't know what's going on, but I just wish everybody would take a breath, because I would think if you were the Marion Township Fire Department, who are great people, that if you wanted to be in the parade, that you would call and say, we want to be in the parade, if you weren't contacted. I don't know. I'm not sure what exactly is going on, but it was such a thing yesterday that the Popcorn Festival released a statement saying they wanted the firefighters in the parade. So I just don't quite understand what is going on this year. Does anybody understand this at all? Can explain it to me? Have they been following these stories? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And, you know, I think in the end, this will all kind of blow over because the Popcorn Festival Parade will happen tonight. The Popcorn Festival will happen tomorrow and Saturday. I think everything will be fine. I think Tom Danner said yesterday on Glenn's show that they had never lost a food vendor from year to year, that the attendance has not been down. So I guess things seem to be going okay. I just don't know what's going on in regard to all the controversy. And I'm not even sure it's... I can't say that it's the blame of the Popcorn Festival. I can't say that it's the blame of the firefighters. I can't say that it's the blame of the Shriners. I just don't know what's going on. Is there a lack of communication in society? You know, I've said for a long time, this is going to happen. Because everybody's texting, and everybody is Facebooking, and everybody is communicating that way. And they're not calling people. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, when the Popcorn Festival first started, if you wanted to be in the parade and you hadn't been invited, you would probably call the festival up, they have a phone number, and say, I want to be in the parade. And they would say, okay, we want you in the parade. And then you would be in the parade. But we live in a whole different society now, where if something like that happens, you post it on Facebook. And then a lot of other people see it and take it kind of in a negative way. And I do think it was taken in a negative way. And I think the Popcorn Festival thinks it was taken in a negative way, that they were trying to keep the firefighters out, which they weren't. So I don't... It's very bizarre to me how this is all going on. What do you think? Somebody out there I know has to have an opinion on this, and you don't have to give your name when you call in. But what is going on this year that is causing all this, and I'm just going to call it a little bit of discontent, in an otherwise great time for Marion, a great economy booster, the Marion Popcorn Festival. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any opinions on this whole thing as we head directly into the Marion Popcorn Festival? I really am starting to wonder what's causing this, because it has happened more than once. And maybe it is just how we communicate. I think it very well could be. It wouldn't shock me if it was. Well, we lost that call. Give us a call back if that was you. 740-383-9944. For some reason, that call dropped out. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. If you've got an opinion on this, we want to hear from you. And a call just about came in there. Give us a call back. If you're out there listening, we would love to hear your opinion. I'm not sure what happened there. When I hit the button, the call went dead. Hopefully we're not having any kind of issues with the phone. Give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, this looks better. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I listened to the interview yesterday with Tom Danner, and it's very interesting. He told the budget, I think it was like $200,000 or something like that for the Marion Popcorn Festival
to
budget.
$200,000 to put it on every year.
Yeah. And, you know, he says an entertainment is like $90,000 or something like that. I mean, around about a $90,000 mark, whatever it was. And then, of course, you know, he said he had to put a new new electrical up. You know, there is a spin to that, and I can understand that. It was a very good interview that that was done yesterday by Glenn. And, you know, I guess we got to think about the expenses. You know, that's probably, I think he said 2004, it was $20. And then, I think it was like $20 for like many, many years or something like that. Is that true?
I think it was for a long time.
Yeah, and so they had to raise it because, you know, I'm sure the cost of, you know, downtown shutting the roads off and electricity they use. And like he was saying, the police department, they have to, especially nowadays, you have to increase the police department. You got to pay the police to control the area, for sure, especially nowadays, because the world's going nuts. But the 20, I think what it is just a shock to everybody from 20 to 40. You know, rich people probably don't think about it as much because it's not really a ding to their wallet. But I think what it is just a shock. And the Tom, he did a really good job yesterday of trying to explain to people, and people can go back to the archives and listen to that interview, why they had to do it. Which it makes sense. I mean, you know, cost of living goes up. The cost of electricity goes up every year. Electric pull in, and, you know. But, again, I'm sure eventually that money is actually going to go to better entertainment as well. I'm sure he didn't really say that, but maybe it will. I don't know. But that's my opinion on that. But what do you think?
Well, I'm just, what I got from the interview yesterday and what I'm not really understanding is people seem to be stuck on the $40 parade entry, but these two incidents that have happened, I don't know that they really have anything to do with the $40 entry fee, because even with the Shriners, which Tom talked about yesterday, he said nobody from the Shriners had contacted the Popcorn Festival and that they had... Well, I think the Shriners put it out. I don't think the Shriners are denying that they put it out. But Tom said that nobody from the Shriners had contacted them, that there had never been a discussion about the $40 and could it be waived because they were a nonprofit group. And yesterday, the whole thing with the firefighters came out, which I really don't understand, because the township fire department went to Facebook and said, you know, we always enjoyed being in the parade. We're sorry we won't be in the parade this year, but we were never contacted. And this became a big thing on Facebook, and the people down here working downtown got message that the firefighters were not being particularly happy because they weren't going to be in the parade, and the Popcorn Festival immediately within hours said, of course we want you to be in the parade. Please contact us. You're always welcome to be in the parade. So I'm not sure, because I don't think any of that has to do with the money. So I don't understand what's going on.
What triggered, of all these years that they've been into the parade, then what triggered it? So has anybody reached out to these facilities or these companies or, you know, or organizations, I should say, find out or talk to the chief, you know, the chief of the... But all of a sudden now you guys don't want to be in the parade all these years. What changed? So something had to trigger it.
Wait, say that again.
I mean, something has you triggered this. Has anybody tried to reach out to these organizations and find out why, or the chief of fire, to find out why they decided not to be in the parade this year?
Well, they wanted to be.
The other years,
they wanted to be in the parade, and that's what the Facebook post was. They said, we did want to be in the parade, but nobody contacted us about being in the parade. And I...
So every year they get contacted by the Moscow Festival?
I don't know.
Well, see, I think that's a miscommunication. They gotta realize this all new board of the Mary Popcorn Festival. I'm sure the last board of the many, many years of the Popcorn Festival probably didn't even bring it up to the new group that, hey, you gotta contact me.
But what I don't understand is, and the firefighters are brave people, this has nothing to do with the firefighters, but if I'm in the Merriam Popcorn Festival every year, and I am not happy, about not being in the parade because nobody's contacted me, why would I wait till the day before the parade and then go to the Facebook, not go to the Popcorn Festival, go to the Facebook and say, we're sorry, we won't be in the parade, but nobody contacted us? I don't understand that. Why would you have not called? I mean, you knew it was coming, and obviously you felt that you weren't going to be in it because nobody's contacted you. Why would you wait till 24 hours before?
Well, has anybody checked on that? Is that the actual Facebook page of the organization? Are they the actual one, or is it somebody just making a page up? I mean, it's very easy on social media nowadays to make fake pages.
Well, the Popcorn Festival responded pretty quickly. They even said somebody had called the township office, but they could not get a hold of anybody. So, I'm going to assume somebody at the Popcorn Festival did it, because as soon as the Popcorn Festival got word of this, that this had went up, they immediately called the fire department. They couldn't get an answer, they said, but they said, of course we want you in it. And if anybody knows any firefighters, tell them, yes, we want you in it.
So who actually posted it on the firefighter's Facebook, the fire department's Facebook, that they didn't, who was it? Was it the chief?
I don't think anybody ever knew, because they couldn't get a hold of anybody. It just was under the Marion Township Fire Department page.
And it's the actual one, it's not the fake one?
Well, I would think the Popcorn Festival did their due diligence on that.
There's so much fake news and stuff out there in the world today. People just want to get a spotlight. You know, it's just like people want their 30-minute fame or 30-second fame, and it's sad where the world's going to just to get noticed. I don't know what the rule was. Maybe every year the Popcorn Festival did contact the Shriners and contact the fire department. I don't know. I was never on the Marion Popcorn board or whatever. I don't know how that worked. Only they know that they did. But let's find me a river, guys. I mean, we're all adults here. It's kind of teenage stuff that's going on right now. And, you know, we have better Christian pride in the world than worry about who's going to be in the parade. And, you know, let's use common sense and just move on. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I don't think in the grand scheme it's a big thing, but obviously when a post goes up like that 19 hours ago from the Township Fire Department and the Popcorn Festival, in the midst of trying to set up for everything, is hit with such bad, I guess, press and news about it that they reach out to the Township Fire, I think it becomes a big deal.
Well, it does, but yeah, I mean, I don't understand what the purpose is. I mean, I'm like you. What is the purpose for all this when this could have been resolved by one phone call or one email?
What I don't understand. You know, I don't understand, and I'm not faulting the firefighters, and I'm not faulting the Shriners.
I'm not faulting any guys at all.
Right, but what I don't understand. But I don't understand if you want to be in it, and you've had no communication with the other side, why is your next recourse to go to Facebook and post a dissertation that everybody can see?
Well, I think what it is Facebook is cheating now. A source for people to vent. I mean, I don't know how many people. I know so many people on Facebook that they tell you that they're like every second story of their life on there. And me, personally, I don't even know what time I even post something. I mean, I might post, like, a video or something or every so often. But I don't post my life on there. I mean, some people do. Don't get me wrong. It's a social media thing. I'm just not a big social media person or posting and all that. But I think it's so easy on Facebook for people to vent. And they want to see how many likes they get. And it's a saying out there nowadays. People want to see, how many likes can I get on this? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, the thing about that, but if you're a personal person and you're posting selfies or you're telling about something in your life and you want to get likes, fine, that's the world we live in. But I don't understand when an organization, I mean, would go and post something. Now, there's nobody who would not think that that's not going to have a negative outcome? I mean, when you're saying we wanted to be in the parade, we are not going to be in the parade, we're sad about this, I mean, that's going to have a negative outcome. Nobody.
Oh, absolutely, because the first thing people are going to jump to is the collusion, and what, the very popcorn festival doesn't want them in there.
Exactly, and I don't think that was the case.
Right, exactly, it's not, because you just, you know, I think they will let anybody in. Matter of fact, I believe Tom Daner yesterday said, he will, more the merrier, you know, I don't think he needs to use the exact words, but I think roundabout words, you know, I think anybody's welcome to the end of June 1st, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's just something going on this year in particular, and I understand a new person's in charge of the parade, but I think that there's just been a lot of miscommunication, and I wish people... The Popcorn Festival has a number that has an answering machine on it year-round, and I don't know why nobody has called them.
Right. Well...
I mean, that's what
maybe,
I would do.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe in the future, the Popcorn Festival... I don't know how they can work this out to keep this calm. Maybe if you're a nonprofit, you're a true nonprofit, which you're a total 501c3, maybe they could work it out as a waiver with them. I mean, not everybody's a 501c3. I mean, it's just the way it goes. But if you're a 501c3, I don't know. Maybe they could work it out eventually, and maybe they'll give you a waiver. So maybe that, because you know, the very I'm sure the popcorn festival, who's a nonprofit? Probably the Shrine's a nonprofit. So if they could just do a waiver, maybe this won't cause a problem. I don't know.
Well, like I said, it's just amazing to me because I have to take Tom Daner at his word. And when he said on the air yesterday, the Shriners never contacted him. Well, there is no conversation. And the firefighters say themselves, they say we weren't contacted. So they had no communication with them. So why was there never any communication? I don't know how the Popcorn Festival is supposed to know that the Shriners and the firefighters are angry. How are they supposed to know that unless somebody calls them?
Right, they wouldn't know.
So
I don't know. I don't know who's the head person of the Shriners to contact them there. So I guess what we need to find out is every year, did the Popcorn Festival contact the Shriners in the fire department every year? Like somebody on the community of the Popcorn Festival, and then somebody just dropped the ball this year?
You know what? That's speculation on our behalf, but let's say that is the case. Let's say that somebody did that every year. If you didn't get the call and you wanted to be in, why wouldn't you call?
All right, true.
I mean, if that's been going on every year, if you've been getting a phone call every year to get it be in the parade, and you didn't get a phone call this year, why wouldn't you call them up and say, hey, you didn't call us. Do you still want us?
Yeah, right. I agree with you, yeah. Who knows? Who knows what happened? I mean, it's probably so much miscommunication in the world today, you know. It's like the left hand and the right hand doesn't know what's going on. I mean, it's getting worse every day. I mean, I think what it is, like you said earlier, I heard you talking about earlier, texting, and I think that's what it is. I think people do not have to have a conversation anymore on the telephone. They've got a text or an email, and I think that's part of the problem. The communication skills are out the window, and it shouldn't be that way. We need to fix that because it's going to get worse if we don't.
Well, we better learn how to get some communication skills because there are good people here, and I consider all three of these groups very good. The firefighters keep us safe, the Shriners are raising money for people who need it, and the Popcorn Festival, with nobody getting a paycheck, puts on a great free event every year, and now they're all at odds with each other for some odd reason, and I think it could have been avoided.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. It could have been avoided long time ago. I mean, like 3 or 4 months ago, this could have been resolved, and maybe they've already resolved that we don't even know of. Maybe it's already been resolved.
Well, I do notice I do notice on the township page this morning, the fire township page, they are saying maybe this has changed now. Well, I think they have reached out to them, the Popcorn Festival. So I don't know. It's unfortunate that this year this has happened, and this is what I was talking about earlier on this week. I never thought it had anything to do with raising the fee. I thought what it had to do more with is, for some reason, nobody's communicating. I can't imagine that the Popcorn Festival, if the Shriners would have said, hey, we don't want to pay the fee because we've never paid the fee before. Now, which I think I also learned yesterday that they had paid the fee before. So I don't even understand that.
Right. Well, I don't know. That's a very interesting conversation to find out exactly what happened. But hopefully, like you just said, the fire department's on board, it sounds like now. So hopefully they reach out to the Shriners, done the same thing, because the Shriners are on there with the little cards. Unfortunately, I won't be able to see it tonight because I have to work. But I'll see the video with Dave Aiken. I believe Dave Aiken will probably run a video with Dave Aiken, I'm sure.
Well, I know that the new Marion, Ohio News Network's going to stream it live online.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, so...
Is that going to be recorded as well, or...?
I would imagine so.
Oh, okay, so I'll have to watch it later because I have to work, but... I tried to get off today earlier, but it didn't happen.
So, you know, I guess we will see what happens, but it's going to be an interesting parade tonight.
I do want to bring this up to you real quick, though, as a change up the subject a little bit. It sure has something to do with the police department. I just saw on Facebook, is this real news or not? I don't know. I always have to double-check myself because when I see stuff on Facebook, I think it's fake news. So is the sheriff's department actually moving on September the 9th?
Yeah, they're moving out to what was the old Trekka building, but they have... I was just at the old Trekka building on Delaware Avenue about a week ago, and they already have people out there. So I don't know if this is the official moving or what's going on, but yeah, that's pretty well already started to happen.
Okay, I wasn't sure because it's September the 9th, it says if you go to the old location, there will be signs on the window telling you where the new location
is. Yeah, the sheriff's station.
I just wanted to let people, you know, that way people know they are moving for sure. Cause I wasn't sure if you know how fake news is nowadays.
It's interesting for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. And that's what we like. We like the calls, so give us a call. What's your opinion? What's your opinion on that call we just had? 51 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you have an opinion on any of this? And remember, if you call in and the phone lines are ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, and we will get to it. But it is... I don't know. It's just a different situation this year than I've ever seen before, and maybe the situation will be avoided in the future for all the rest of the popcorn festivals as time goes on. But again, the phone lines are open right now, 740-383-9944. What do you think of the conversation that was just had about the Marion Popcorn Festival, and have you seen this transpire on Facebook or hearing about it here this morning? Has it given you some kind of opinion as to what is going on exactly? Very strange and very different. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring if you have an opinion or if there's anything else on your mind. Did anything go on in Marion overnight? Has anything else happened that we're not aware of? I know the sheriff's station is moving out to the old Trekka building on Delaware Avenue, now that Trekka's downtown, in downtown Marion. So it's nice that apparently that has all been taken care of and the paperwork's been signed and the sheriff's office will move out there, and hopefully the firefighters will be in the parade tonight and all will be well and we will all be able to move on forward without any big problems. Now, don't forget the Charlie Evers show's coming up this morning from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on from 12:15 until 1. So a whole host of programming coming up here today on WWGH Radio that you're not going to want to miss for love nor money. But does anybody have any opinions in our final 6 minutes here in hour number one? We'll be back with a whole hour number two after a 10-minute break. But, you know, the Popcorn Festival is a great event. You know, I walked through some of it this morning here coming into the building. And I hope that this stuff that's been going on is just kind of dusted under the rug. And we eventually can go on and not have these problems to worry about as time goes on. But phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, I do have some Popcorn Festival trivia. Hope I'm coming through loud and clear this morning. I think I am, since we've had phone calls. I changed the microphone this morning because yesterday I thought some of the shows were coming in a little weak. So does the microphone sound good? Does everything am I understandable this morning? Now, I might not be understandable from the point of what I'm saying, but am I understandable with the use of the microphone? That's the important part. 740-383-9944. Now, I have two Marion Popcorn Festival questions this morning. Now, let's see how good you are. Now, you can get a pair of tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. You can get tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Or if you just want to call in an answer, you can do that too. But here are the two questions that I've come up with today for the Marion Popcorn Festival. Can anybody name the mascot for the Marion Popcorn Festival? Does anybody know what the mascot for the Marion Popcorn Festival's name is? Now, you will see this person in the parade tonight, and you will see them throughout the festival, but what is the name of the mascot for the Marion Popcorn Festival? Does anybody know the mascot's name? He does have a name. And here's an interesting question. What percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? Now, obviously, if you go to the Popcorn Festival and get some popcorn, that's not in the home. The movie theater, I think probably the most common place people have popcorn, that would not be in the home. But what percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? Does anybody know that? So those are the two new Marion Popcorn Festival trivia questions this morning. And again, you just have to give me the percentage. 740-383-9944. What percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? And what is the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot? Those are your questions. The name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot. And what percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? Does anybody know that? Now, we still have our trivia questions from the other day as well. What local Marion business, which is still in business, was the sponsor of the last charity ball broadcast back in 2007? Does anybody know that? Local business that's still in business today. Does anybody know the slogan of radio station WMRN 1490 in 1947? What was their slogan? And I think the slogan dates back before 1947, but what was WMRN's slogan in 1947, and I think a little bit before and probably after? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Does anybody know the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? Does anybody have history with that dating back to 1941? There are still people alive today who live in Marion who might have been around when this person was mayor. Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? Does anybody know that? So those are the questions right now, 740-383-9944, 58 and a half minutes past the hour. Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? What was the slogan of WMRN radio station in 1947? What local business that's still in business today was the sponsor for the broadcast of the last charity ball? What percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? And what is the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot? Does anybody know the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions on the table. Or do you have something to say in regard to the Popcorn Festival itself? Or anything else going on? A little chilly out there this morning. Chillier than it has been, but the days seem to be as warm as they need to be, so at least we're good on that level. Don't forget Charlie Evers Show coming up today, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:15 to 1 p.m. And I'll be back in 15 minutes with more trivia and you on the toll-free line. Stay tuned.
For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask, because it was colder than a bear's ear. I had a little nip of some worm suffocation.